We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The baseball season is go, go, go. It's nonstop, relentless for every night, six straight months, and then hopefully another month in October. You also have work, friends, family, and a million other things going on. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's made to chill. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. I mean, the mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. Is there anything better than opening up your refrigerator after a long day, seeing that icy cold Coors Light can or bottle in your fridge? The answer is no, there's nothing better. That's why when it's time to chill, you choose Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So that's why when you want to hit reset, reach for a beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate.
We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your hosts, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
All right, it is 11:32 p.m. on Tuesday night. The Yankees just laid an absolute egg versus the Houston Astros, and they are out of the playoffs. Scott and I are jumping on. We didn't even talk before this. We're just pretty pissed off. I don't even know where to begin. Scott, I think we're on the same page with what a just complete trash of a show that was.
I mean, there was just zero hope. The entire game, there was nothing. Nothing. There weren't very many good at bats. There wasn't like a potential big inning. There was nothing. I mean, Tanaka gave up solo shots. This is what he does all year. It's not that you should be able to come back from two runs. He didn't. He got out of trouble. It wasn't. I don't even know. He pitched a game that we expected, right? He kept us in the game. It's exactly what we expected.
Tanaka did not pitch well.
But he kept us in the game exactly what we expected.
Anybody who blames tonight on Tanaka has not watched this team for the last 2 months.
No.
I mean, this team has been fading harder than any team I've seen fade. And I've been watching baseball for 27 years. And they are fading. They faded so hard. And it just came crashing and burning tonight. They had nothing left in the tank, and it showed. Keuchel's on 3 days rest, made it look easy. That was a joke. Made it look like a Little League lineup. I mean, he looked like Danny Almonte out there facing 12-year-olds when he was 19 years old, or whatever the hell he was. I don't even think he threw a stressful pitch. I was gonna, you know, break down situations, but what the hell is the point? They weren't in the game. It was 3-0. It might as well have been 40-0. It was not a game.
No, I mean, all they had to do was score one run. I mean, that's it. Look, the lineup was anemic. I was on Twitter all night, and I mean, I watched that game in low definition just so I could watch it without a delay. I mean, I literally like stole the cable so I could watch on ESPN because stupid ESPN had the game. And I did it so I could watch the game because I cut cable a long time ago. So I was on Twitter all the whole game, and people were just, you know, complaining about this and that and this and that. And when you can't get anything going, I mean, when you can't get a runner on and then move the runner over and getting him in scoring position and have a little bit of hope. I think we had, one runner in scoring position all night? Maybe two? Okay. You know, you can't win ball games. You can't win ball games. You can't put yourself in a situation to make your team feel good, to act like they think they can win a ball game. I mean, there was zero hope in that dugout. I don't know, man. It was just it was a really terrible display. I'm disappointed to see how they played, in all honesty. I'm disappointed.
So I almost feel stupid for getting hope up for this game after what I saw, because they have not been playing well. We've talked about that. They have not been playing well really since, I want to say, early August. But you still figured they could turn it around for a one-game playoff. Anything can happen. But tonight was a microcosm for this last 2 months of baseball. Just a slow burn. Just a terrible nothing burn. I at no point thought the Yankees bats were going to come through tonight.
And you know, as much shit as we give Joe Girardi for mismanaging different aspects of the game and playing this guy and that guy, guess what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who he puts out there. It doesn't matter that he started Gardner over Ellsbury. It had no bearing on the game. Is Ellsbury going to come out there and light it up? No, he's not going to. I mean, did you see that terrible at-bat that he had at the end of the game? Look, it didn't matter. It just didn't matter what Joe did, because Joe was the last month of the year was basically trying to create something out of absolutely nothing. And the more I look at that, the more I'm realizing that he had no options. I mean, yes, I get frustrated with some of the things that he did with the bullpen and such, but look at the roster. There was nobody there to help. There were only a few guys that were contributing.
Well, but
the majority of September, this team stopped playing baseball.
I mean, I totally agree with you that players win the games, not managers, but there's certain times I thought he made bad moves. Tonight is not an example of that. I thought maybe he could have done a hit and run tonight in situations.
But you got to make contact to hit the ball.
Specifically with Chris Young batting. I forget who was on first base. Didi, I think, was on first base.
It was either Didi or Bird.
No, it was Didi. It was Didi, because Didi made a nice slide. He took out Altuve to prevent the double play. But I'm thinking, you know, you're down by two runs, but a hit and run here wouldn't be the worst situation. I think it was a 2-1 count. But, you know, Girardi doesn't do stuff like that. He sits on his hands. You can criticize Girardi for that all you want. I criticize Girardi for that. But you're right. I mean, what's he going to do with this roster? This roster had nothing left.
Yeah, and you know what's so unfortunate is that we got very excited about the way that they were producing early in the season, a lot of these older guys. And it's actually funny because Beltran came on at the end of the season. But, you know, we have these guys for another year, At least 1 year, yeah. And, you know, it's not going to get better the second half of the season. It's just not. It's going to be the same story. So we need to get – going into next season, we're going to need to get these younger guys more playing time. Early in the season, so that they're ready for the second half when they actually need to play full time and produce. So,
yeah, I mean, I can't even think about
next year. It just pisses me off more that Refsteiner was not playing the entire second half of the year after what happened today. You know, I mean, maybe he could have been more ready. Maybe he could have been more ready and going into next year. You know,
it could have been a different spot for him, and that's one position that we need to improve on. So I don't know, man. I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated after watching that. I really am. Yeah, I really am frustrated.
It's hard for me to think about next year at this point because I'm pissed off at the showing tonight.
And I'll tell you the other thing is I'm watching these Astros and I'm sitting there like, man, these guys have fire. These guys want to win. Like,
I mean, this was
these
a
guys.
Team.
These guys are fun to watch right now. These guys are playing to win a ball game.
And everyone who says the excuse, oh, the Yankees weren't playing well down the stretch, the Astros were. I think Buster only on the broadcast said the Astros were the 16th best team. So, you know, they were 16 out of 32 teams or 30 teams, however many teams are in the league, for record since Memorial Day. So they have been a very average team since June 1st. They came in there and they fucking kicked our butts. I mean, so you can't use the excuse that the Yankees weren't playing well. I mean, the Astros weren't playing well either, and they came in here with fire. Where's the fire from the Yankees? Nowhere. We didn't see anything. We saw nothing. They were absolutely flat. And as a fan, you should be pissed off about that.
Yeah. And, you know, it was one of the stadium was loud really early in that game. I mean, it was loud.
And good for the crowd because they haven't been there all of September. I think there's been some criticism on the Yankees crowd that they weren't really into this team. And I think that's fair criticism. I mean, the team hasn't really given you much to be excited about recently, but, yeah, I mean, it was a sellout crowd. They were juiced up early in that game, but you can only make so much noise when your team's up for 2 seconds and the Astros are batting for a half hour every inning.
Yeah. I don't know what more to say about it. It's frustrating. Yeah, it's a frustrating thing. And to see that, I mean, the guys that came in after Tanaka did their job. They pitched well. The Yankees were in the game the entire time. They were in the game.
But were they?
As far as the score goes, they were in the game. And there was just zero opportunities to even try to take advantage of. I mean, there was nobody that even put us in a position to take advantage of anything. I mean, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing.
I mean,
I don't know what to say. There was nothing. Nothing happened.
There was one opportunity. It was A-Rod up with first and second, two outs, fifth inning. Keuchel was in a little bit of a jam. They came out to visit on the mound. And you thought, you know, A-Rod, you could see what he was doing. He was sitting fastball first pitch. He was going to swing. A-Rod's a guess hitter. Keuchel threw him a little, you know, slider cutter on the inner half of the plate, and A-Rod got jammed. Good, you know, Keuchel's a good pitcher. He's probably going to win the Cy Young. If it's not him, it's going to be David Price. So
it's going to be Keuchel.
You got to tip your cap to Keuchel. I mean, he's a damn good pitcher, pitching on 3 days rest. Shove the bats right down your throats. Yeah, it's
tough. How many innings did he pitch tonight? Six?
Six. Three hits, 14, 7 Ks.
20? Is that 20 innings?
No.
Zero runs?
22.
22 innings, zero runs against the Yankees this year, Keuchel. That's crazy. That's a guy who just completely owned us this year. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we might have been Pedro's daddy back in 2003, but Keuchel's our daddy now.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. You know, and I'll tell you one thing I'm surprised about is that that some of these guys that Girardi didn't make more offensive moves in the middle of the game. You know, I thought that he would go to Ellsbury early. You know, after Gardner strikes out twice, I thought Ellsbury was going to get in there.
Gardner looked pitiful.
He looked terrible. Same with McCann. I mean, honestly, like McCann had that one pitch in the first at bat. That was not a strike. I mean, it was not a strike.
Yeah, and let's address that.
It was a terrible call.
The umpire is probably going to get a lot of complaints tonight and tomorrow.
Right.
The umpire was bad. He was definitely giving some calls to Keuchel, and he did not make it easy on the Yankees' bats. But the bottom line is the Yankees got three hits. The umpire could have, you know, it could have been no umpire behind the plate, and the Yankees were still not going to win that game. So do not blame the umpire.
No, absolutely. I totally agree. The umpire was not to fault. Did he have a good game? No, he did not. But specifically talking about that first McCann at bat, I mean, it felt like he was mentally checked out at the plate after that at bat because, I mean, he was distraught in the dugout. The camera showed him. He was cursing on the. It came out very clear on the ESPN cameras, and you know, he was just pissed off at the plate, and I think that kind of carried through. He was kind of checked out at that point. He didn't have any good at bats. Anyway, so I thought Girardi would make a move at some point, in the middle of the game to try to spark something, but there were no moves there, and he didn't do anything. Just let the guys be flat.
Like you said earlier, it's tough to make moves when you have no roster.
I mean, I get it, but might as well try. Might as well try, man. Might as well try to throw something in there. See if you can get something to go. I mean, what you have out there did not work. Was not working. And I mean, I'm not blaming him. I can't blame him. I'm not blaming him. I blame the players. Hit the ball.
Yeah.
Get on base. You've seen this guy for 22 innings. Hit the ball.
It's tough to...
He throws 91 miles per hour, 92 miles per hour.
Dude, it's Cliff Lee flashbacks from 2009 Jesus. And then 2011. Just Cliff Lee catching the ball, not even looking at it. Like, Keuchel's not even breaking a sweat out there with his stupid-ass hipster beard.
Yeah. So now what? So now we roll on. That's what we do. We move on.
Yeah,
we go into another year. You and I are doing this show every week. We're going to continue to do this show every week. We can talk a little bit of football. Going to talk a little bit of whatever, and still cover the Yankees with anything that we needed to cover, right?
Absolutely. Before that, though, I want to read some tweets. I before this we started recording, I tweeted out, "Tweet me your best reactions from the game, and I'll read them on the podcast." I've gotten some good ones if you want to hear them.
Yeah, please.
So this one is from LaxBro81. I cannot believe these Yankees fans using the overachieving excuse. They were up 7 games in the summer. Yeah, definitely. We have said that a number of times, and it's true. I mean, the Blue Jays played out of their mind, but the Yankees blew this season. They were up 7 games in the division at the end of July, and we're sitting here now. They had to go into a 1-game playoff, and they blew it. So
I sent a tweet at one point during the night, towards the end of the night, and I just said, everybody looks fried. And that's what they do. Like, every single person on the team looked
yeah, they looked like they didn't dead. Care. They looked like they were tired, didn't care. Dead. Yeah. This one comes from John Harris at Jive John on Twitter. Cashman thought this team only needed Ackley to win a World Series. Harping back to the trade deadline when we only got Ackley.
It doesn't matter who we have gotten at the trade deadline, though.
Ackley has been pretty decent down the stretch.
Yeah, Ackley was pretty good. I mean, we're going to get a pitcher.
A bullpen arm might have helped.
Doesn't help our offense.
A bullpen arm might have helped down the stretch.
Doesn't help our offense.
Yeah, that is true. This one is from John Preston. He is at 4CBoy28. I wonder if he's a Cowboys fan. He said, I would comment, but no thoughts will show up, kind of like the Yankees' bats.
Ouch.
Burn City.
Pretty accurate.
Yankees baseball, this guy is at A-Rod is legend. Rich might enjoy that one. He says Brett Gardner's buns better be traded this winter. Yeah, Brett Gardner, he was an all-star this year.
And he was
think about that.
A tale of two seasons for him, no doubt. He was a tale of two seasons for this entire club, to tell you the truth. But he was, he was playing very well in the first half, and then just fell off a cliff. I don't know what happened. It's like the mojo in the locker room just got bad. Something happened.
This one is from at...
Our best player down the stretch was the guy who's in rehab right now. That's I'm serious. He's in rehab and he was our best player. It's crazy.
Hey, Scott, I got to ask you. So I saw you tweet out that tonight you're going to have to sing the Cars for Kids song to fall asleep, and you got to sing it.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. Boom, boom.
They better give us some advertising.
Good God, man. I hate that song.
This tweet
haunts me.
This tweet is from at GChab10. prayer. He's setting out a prayer, so he must be a religious man. Prayer for New York Yankees. Dear Lord, please send us right-handed bats, durable pitchers, and a competent front office and manager. Amen. It's a lot to ask for.
It's a lot to ask for.
This one is from Pinstripe Prowess, and his handle is at underscore. His handle is just at underscore. So pumped for A-Rod to share a Beltron and CeCe to all be a year older next year.
He's only at underscore? There's no other...
Yeah. Oh, no at way. Underscore NYY. I didn't see that. It didn't show up. Yeah.
It's pretty impressive to have a one-digit Twitter handle, though.
But as you can see from these Twitter reactions, I think everyone's on the same page, and that page... I'm taking a page out of John Ryan Murphy's book. Everyone's on the same page, and that page is pissed off.
Yeah, I don't really know how anybody could be anything else. It's a one-way street at this point. There's nothing really positive that you could take from this game. There really isn't. You could take positives from the season, I guess. We could look at that. We could look at the fact that nobody thought we would be in this game in the first place. But I'll look at it more. The fact that they gave us a little bit of hope. But, you know, fool's gold right there, man. Fool's gold. I mean, shame on us for expecting anything different. I really thought they were going to come out firing all cylinders in this game. I did. I actually thought that. I really thought that. All day I've been pumped up and so excited for this game. I had I was like anxious. I was super anxious for this game just because I was excited for the first time in a long time about a playoff baseball game, and it just didn't happen. There was nothing there.
Don't you feel stupid?
No, I don't feel stupid.
I feel stupid for having any bit of confidence that this team would show up tonight. After
seeing I don't feel stupid. I feel disappointed. That's the feeling I have. I'm just disappointed what it looked like, a perceived level of effort, but you know, I know they were trying. I don't know. Dallas Keuchel does something to this team. He's got some kryptonite in his glove, or he's got some good pine tar or something. I don't know.
It sucks because like you and I sit here all year, do this podcast. We don't watch every game, but we watch 155 out of 162 games. And it's like for it to come down to this one game, and for them to lay an absolute egg, it's just so disheartening. I feel stupid for putting this much, you know, passion and energy into a freaking baseball team.
You can't say that because I mean, I'm 35 years old right now, and I have a number of championships from watching this team. So I have some amazing, amazing memories and amazing times that I chalk up as just like some of my best sports memories to this team. So it's one of those things, man. You got to live with the highs. You got to live with the lows. I mean, look, we talked to Corey last night, who's Ivy Envy, the Cubs podcast. You guys are going to hear this tomorrow. The show will be on tomorrow. These guys have never won, ever. Ever. They've never won one time, and this guy's been doing a podcast for 7 years.
They don't know what it tastes like, so they don't know. They don't know.
I guess. But I mean, I feel stupid complaining about one season where we made the playoffs when we shouldn't have, and then we lost. I mean, yeah, it was a disappointing end, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, it is what it is, and you know, I will never stop watching this team with hope. I always have hope with this team. The Yankees, not this particular team, but the Yankees in general.
So I guess that wraps up the 2015 season. We wanted to get on the mic and give you our honest reactions from this game. We didn't prepare for this show. We just came on and just started talking. So hopefully it was coherent. even though I'm like 9 beers deep at this point. I don't know. I mean, we're going to have another episode on Sunday, our normal episode. It'll come out Monday, and I'm sure we'll talk more specifically about the end of the season and this game and wrapping up the season as we go into the winter. As Scott mentioned, we're going to talk a lot of other things, football, other sports, other topics, non-sports related. you know, if you guys are listening, definitely send us in topics you want to hear us talk about. Send us in questions. We'll answer them. Anything you want to talk about, we're pretty much open to it.
Yeah, because I'm sure we're gonna be looking for things come you know, like January, February, right before spring training starts. Hot stove will be action. I mean, look, the one thing about the baseball season is it really doesn't ever end because of the hot stove. I mean, there's so much conversation that happens in the off season with, you know, potential moves and, you know, what's going on with teams. So there's definitely gonna be a lot to talk about for Yankees. Baseball, and you know, even just we're also going to be looking and talking to guys in the organization, former Yankees. We're going to bring some more people on, do some interviews and things like that. So definitely you know, subscribe to the show and shoot us those mailbags. Keep them coming in, man, so we hear from you.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not going to stop watching the baseball playoffs even though the Yankees are bounced. I'm actually looking forward to tomorrow night's game, Cubs versus Pirates. After we talked to Corey at Ivy Envy, I guess you could call me a little bit of a Cubs fan now.
Yeah, I would love to see the Cubs. I think the Cubs are a fun team to watch. I'm definitely going to be rooting for Donnie Baseball as well. Honestly, in the American League, I want the Astros to win. To tell you the truth, I like Carlos Carrera. I like him a lot. I love the fact that this kid told his father when he was like 13 years old that he needed to learn English to talk to the American to the U.S. media because he was going to play professional baseball. That's awesome. I love that story. Like, I don't know if you saw all the stuff on him, but I don't know. I think that kid's got it. That kid's the Astros are a fun bunch to watch.
He's going to be a star. He's going to be an absolute stud.
Yeah, he is. And Altuve is, you know, 5 foot nothing and just. He's just a pest. Out there.
You know who I'm rooting for in the playoffs?
Besides the Cubs?
Not the Toronto.
Not the Blue Jays?
Yeah, not the Blue Jays.
Yeah, anybody with the Blue Jays. I'm good with that. But I would be, I guess I'm pulling now for a Cubs Astros or Dodgers Astros.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You know, lame game. Everyone, I think, is probably on the same page with we're just pissed off that they didn't even show up. If they could at least make a game out of it, you can hang your hat on that. You can say, okay, you know, they battled and it was a game and I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy tonight. I know you didn't enjoy tonight. I can't imagine anybody did. So just a crappy way to end the season. But you know, we're gonna be back on the podcast Monday morning as always, and we'll catch you guys then. Talk to you later.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.